hope you enjoy this message from St. Martin C3, a location of C3 Church, Christchurch.
Good morning. As I've talked to people over the last few weeks about how they're coping with the lockdown and this whole COVID-19 crisis, it's highlighted a number of different things in people's lives. Maybe what they value, where they spend the time. But the other really important thing it's highlighted is, where is their confidence? Where do we put our faith? Are we putting our faith in our government's response to this crisis? Are we putting our faith in doctors and nurses or scientists to come up with a vaccine? Are we putting our faith in, the bank or the businesses to restart the economy and get us all back to work again? Or is there someone or something much bigger than all of this where we can put our confidence? In Hebrews chapter 11, one of the great faith chapters of the Bible, it talks about the type of faith that we need to sustain us through this crisis. And in this series that we've been looking at over the last few weeks, we're looking at, what does it look like to have a strong faith in God? A faith that when a crisis like this comes along, it sustains us, it gets us through. And we've looked at how important it is that we need to have Christ as central to our lives. That Christ isn't just a add-on to our lives, but he influences all the decisions that we make and the values that we hold. The other thing that we looked at last week was the importance of hearing from God. We need to develop that habit of waiting on God and hearing from him and listening to him, so that daily we can respond in a God-like way to the circumstances that are happening around us. So as we dive into Hebrews chapter 11, and it'll come up on the screen, but encourage you to follow along in your Bibles too, because we won't look at we won't be able to read the whole chapter as we're working our way through it. But the first verse of Hebrews chapter 11 says this: "Now faith is the confidence in what we hope for and the assurance about what we do not see." Now, on first glance, when we look at that, we think, oh yeah, I understand that. There are things that I'm really hoping for and I'm believing God for, and if I just do right by God, or if I pray hard enough, or I believe enough, I really keep focusing my attention on it, I'll get what I really hope for. I can't see it yet, but I'll get it eventually. Now that's how it appears on the surface, but that's actually not what the scripture says. That's probably more what the self-help industry says. You might get that from Oprah or Dr. Phil or Tony Robbins or someone like that, but that's not what the Bible says. The Bible expresses faith always in the context of a relationship with God. Faith is what God wants, not what we want. And the rest of the chapter goes on to describe that sort of faith, which unfortunately isn't always a description of faith that you hear from many churches. Some churches would say, oh yeah, you do, you've just got it, God will bless you. You've just got to do right by him and keep believing and he will bless you. Well, yeah, there's that thinking out there, but is that what's being described? Is that the sort of faith that's being described in Hebrews chapter 11? Because the examples after verse 1 that you read of Abel, of Enoch, of Abraham and of Sarah is people who took significant steps of obedience because they trusted in what God had for them, not what they wanted. See, faith isn't about what we want. It's about trusting in God and what he knows best and what he has for our lives. And that has some interesting consequences and takes us on a very interesting journey. Let's pick it up in verse 13. We read this, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13. "All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance, admitting that they were foreigners and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had the opportunity to return. Instead, they were looking for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. The point of this chapter is that we're to have this sort of faith. The faith that these people that go way back in our history had. A faith that makes a difference in life. A faith that makes a difference to the world around them. A faith that is trusting God for the future, not what we want for our future. And isn't actually, at the end of the day, isn't that what becoming a Christian is all about? This is the sort of faith that says, hey, I don't know what's best for me. I don't know how to best live my life. God, you created me. You have a purpose for my life. You know what's best for me. And I trust your plan, not my plan. Ultimately, that's what following Jesus is all about. Trusting that God knows better than us. And there's lots of examples of that in Hebrews chapter 11. However, if you're reading your way through it now, and you get to a little bit further on, you're probably thinking, hang on, life didn't seem a whole lot better for these people. Let's look at some of those examples. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 36 says this: some faced jeers and flogging and even chains and imprisonment. They were put to death by stoning. They were sawed in two. They were killed by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. Anyone want to sign up to that sort of life? Like, come on, I'm not selling it very well here, am I? The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains, living in caves and holes in the ground. These were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised, since God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect or complete. And then the start of chapter 12 and the passage that's immediately following all of this, it says that they are still watching over us. Those people that believed in God and had faith and did extraordinary things and changed the world because they had faith in God, and now in heaven looking down at us, and they're watching us and going, keep going. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep following God. Keep obeying him. Keep establishing the kingdom of God here on earth. We started that work. Keep building on what we did. It's worth it. Keep hanging in there. So when we look at faith as it's described here in Hebrews chapter 11, we see that faith is trusting what God has for the future and that he's worked it all out. And he is creating something better in our future that it's worth the sacrifice in the present. And ultimately, isn't that what living the Christian life is all about? You put your trust in Christ and you believe that you'll have a relationship with God in the present, and that relationship will give you eternal life when you die. But you don't have any evidence of that. That's the confidence you have in God's word. It's the confidence that you have in what he has promised. That's faith. Faith is knowing that God has a better future than what you're currently experiencing in the present, or whatever he's asking you to do in the present. So where does all this start? Verse 6 says this, Hebrews 11 verse 6. Without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. So base one in our journey of faith is this: put your trust in God. Like we were saying just before, choosing God's way rather than your way. Choosing God's plan for your life and trusting that it's a better plan than whatever you'll come up. And that's a decision we all have to make. It's a decision that we are all faced with. Will we trust God's way of living in our lives or our way? If you haven't made that decision today, I'd encourage you, make today the day you make that decision. Because at the end of the day, are you really going to make a good job of the rest of your life? Are you really going to be prepared for the life that God has for you next if you don't live for Him in the present? The choice is now. We have to make that choice before we die. You know, elsewhere in Hebrews it says this, it's appointed unto man to live once and then die and face judgment. Are you going to make that decision today to choose Christ, to choose to follow Him? Make that decision today. So that's base one. Base one is that we have to put our trust in God and in the future that He has for us. But you may have already made that decision, and that's great. You're on the journey of faith. Welcome to the journey. It's an exciting journey. The question that this chapter poses to us who have now made that decision today is, does that faith now change how we actually live our lives? Is it integrated into every part of our lives? It certainly changed those who examples that we're seeing here in Hebrews chapter 11. And what we see in all of these examples is that for all these people, they lived their lives now in preparation for the next. And it didn't even matter if they didn't see what God had promised in the present. They just kept obeying what God had called them to do. That's mature, sustaining faith. Not living for now, but living for the future. Seeing that everything now, everything in the present is just temporary. It's just our apprenticeship. It's our study that we do for a job in the future. And that's probably a good example to use of what faith is like. You know, our whole family in one way or another is working towards a future qualification at the moment. And to be honest, it gets a bit tough sometimes, especially in lockdown, maybe when you have to be a little bit more motivated and you're not going to class and sitting in lectures and got that community environment and lecturers kind of pushing you on to just hang in there and go through the study. And I think we've all expressed over the last week or so, oh, this is, you know, this lecture that we're listening to online or whatever, it's a bit boring, and oh, this assignment's due, and do I have to really do this? And of course you do it because you've got a greater vision of what all this study will achieve for you later on. And so it's a bit of short-term pain for long-term gain. And that's faith. That's what these people in Hebrews 11 are commended for, of having the view that their whole lives is living for heaven, not for earth. So there's a question for you today. Let me pose it to you this way. If heaven is real, which I hope you believe it is, and if God is preparing us for heaven, and this life is just preparation for that, if we really believe that, how would we live our lives differently now? How would our perspective on this COVID-19 crisis be different if we saw that everything that we're going through is temporary compared to the forever that we've got with God in heaven? That's the kind of faith that is being expressed here in Hebrews 11. That we have a faith that sustains us, it's strong, it's all of life faith. It's a faith that we don't try for a while and then give up on. It's a whole different way of living, not for ourselves, but for God. And it's living in such a way where we're preparing for the future and we're bringing that future kingdom of heaven into our present reality. We were partnering with God and extending His kingdom work around us. That's what these guys did. Now, the end result of that is a fulfilled life where we live the way that God created us to live. that we do amazing things for God and we partner with Him and we extend the kingdom and we change the world effectively. But there's a price to pay. And as we've read here in Hebrews chapter 11, we hear of some of that price that people have paid, the persecution that they suffered, how they had to lay down their lives. What is the price that we will pay for that sustaining faith at the moment? Well, one of the things that's evident in this chapter and will be evident in our lives is that we have to come to terms with mystery. If you're going to live a life of faith, get used to mystery being around your life. What do I mean by that? Well, in our lives, we want predictability. We want, like at the moment, I really want to know when we're going to shift down to the lower levels for COVID-19. But I don't know that yet. And it's frustrating. And I kind of want that predictability. And even in our relationship with God, we want those formulas, don't we? We want to go, God, if I do this, if I pray this way, if I do this, surely you'll do this for me. But that's not the way it works. God's not formulaic. You can't do this and then He does that. It's a relationship. He knows the bigger picture. He's got the world and our lives and everyone around us in His hands. And we trust Him for that. And so when we do that, there'll be some things that will happen in our lives that we don't understand why they're happening. We don't understand why this pandemic is happening in the world at the moment. We don't understand why we have to suffer. We don't understand when we pray for healing for someone and they don't get healed, and another time someone else that we pray for does get healed. What's with that? God, you're bringing your heaven into your kingdom into earth now, and for this person it works and for this person it doesn't. There's an element of mystery to faith that you'll never solve, that you just have to live with. That's the price that you pay. Here's another challenge to that, is that when we obey and we go on that journey of faith, not only is there an element of mystery, there's also the challenge of being misunderstood. You know, people around you are going to go, why are you doing that? That's just weird. Like, you imagine Noah building an ark when there hadn't even been rain and there's no sign of rain. People were going, look, it doesn't flood, Noah. What are you doing? But he's building it in faith because he's trusted in God's word and what God says about the future and what will happen. You know, these people were very misunderstood, and you will be too. I was talking to someone just this week, and they're in business, and their business is obviously struggling more now than it has been. And their administrator was going through the books and trying to work out where they as a business could save money. And the administrator was suggesting to this guy who was the business owner, hey, maybe you could, stop your giving to the church and to the causes that you're supporting for a while, because, hey, that's not really that important, is it? And he said, no, that's not going to change. We can change other expenses, but that one's locked in. And he expressed how the administrator just couldn't understand that. There's a misunderstanding there. Like, why would you hold that value? But that's faith. Faith is holding on to what God has said and what God says is best. And it will make a massive difference in our lives. It will change us. It will change the world around us. But we have to accept that there will be mystery. We have to accept that we will be misunderstood. So to bring this all to a conclusion, we were created to be people of faith. We will put our confidence somewhere. We'll either put our confidence in our ability or others' ability to look after us, or we'll put our confidence in God. Where is your confidence today? Where are you putting your faith? And what that looks like is living our whole lives for God and not for us. It starts with that initial trusting in Him. And as we experience Him, as we experience that relationship that He has for us, and we experience that He can be trustworthy, we go into deeper levels of faith, deeper levels of obedience. And as we do that, there's more mystery. there's less predictability to our lives. We will be misunderstood. But we will come to know the one who is faithful. We will come to know the one who has the future of our lives and our whole world in his hands. We will come into the life that he has for us in the world. We will be prepared for the world to come. In all of this, we need to see that we put our trust in God because he is the only one worthy of our faith. He is the only one worthy of our trust. He is faithful. Let me encourage you with the words of Romans chapter 8 today. It says this, Romans chapter 8, verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or COVID-19? As it is written, actually it says sword, but let's say COVID-19. For your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing. Doesn't matter what the world will throw at you. God is faithful. You can look down through history to these ancients of old and see how they put their trust in God and God was faithful to them. You can look in your life and see how God has been faithful to you. He hasn't let you down. You can look in the present and see that God is still sustaining you and he's there for you to get you through this crisis. And he will be there for you in the future. He has a future for you. It is a better future than you could ever imagine. And we all need to put our confidence in the one who is faithful to us and has our future in his hands. I challenge you today to take that step that you need to take of going deeper in your faith with Christ. Maybe you need to make the step of putting your trust in him today. Then I encourage you to do that. Or if you've already done that, maybe you can do it in a greater way today. To think about, do you really trust God in every area of your life? Let's pray together. Lord God, I thank you that you are faithful. You are a great God. You are so true. You are so good to us. You have been faithful to us in the past. You are faithful to us now. And you will be faithful to bring us into the future that you have for us. Lord, I pray for every one of us today that we would take that step of going deeper in our faith with you. Lord, we'd take a look at our lives and see where we're not trusting you. And we'd make the decision to hand over the reins, to not trust ourselves, or not look to other things in the world to rescue us. We would simply look to you. We would put our faith in you because you are the one who's faithful. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this week's message. To learn more about our church, visit c3chch.org.